while I was also in high school. So at the time, I was taking calculus and I took a few other classes at night, and I was also doing my pilot training program, and I got my pilot's license before I got my driver's license. But it was experiences like that, knowing that, hey, this door closed, slammed in my face. That's okay. There's always another avenue to get where you want to go. Then I had that experience in that night school that said, hey, I'm good at this and I can do this, so I'm going to keep going. So it was kind of that perfect storm. And not to mention having the support at home that told me that I wanted to go into engineering. Now, when I first went in, I thought that I would do chemical engineering. So I loved pyrotechnics. Loved it. My dad's a petroleum engineer.
Very
So I thought,
cool
hey, you know, I can blow things up. Anyway,
career.
had a blast. But I ended up doing research with a professor on campus in the School of Mechanical Engineering. And I loved doing research with him. We were modeling the glottal folds in people's throats to help singers who had different types of cancers not lose their voices, not lose the quality of their voices that make them unique to them. And so I did that research with him, loved the experience. And again, I just look back at him and go, my goodness, thank you so much for trusting an undergrad who knew virtually nothing to help you with research that was so, so important. So I worked with him and I ended up changing my major to acoustical engineering. And of the eight of us who graduated in acoustical engineering that year, I'm the only girl.
Wow. Amazing. I think it's really valuable to understand that even when you're just an undergrad or even when you're just in high school, when you're invited into those, challenging opportunities, let's say taking night courses or doing research when you're just an undergrad, say yes. If someone's giving you that opportunity, they know that you're just an undergrad or they know you're just in high school. Like, they understand your shortcomings. You don't need to put them out there and say, oh, no, I can't. Take those opportunities.
I like the professor who got me into games. I know now that he was being vague because he knew that I would be hesitant taking a job in a field where I had absolutely no experience. But he had faith in my skill set, that I could make it, that I could serve, not only survive, but thrive just because of the skill set. So that was super important. And you're right, just say yes. Even if it scares you, say yes to an opportunity.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So, Halima, where do you see your career taking you in the next 5 to 10 years?
In the next 5 years, I would love to be fully established in an amazing university as a faculty member. I also have a book project that I've been working on for a while, which is a book for tweens who are thinking about, where do they go next? And so I would love to actually finish that. I also want to, one of my pet projects that I would love to do, given more time, a little bit spare time, for all those who remember the television show 321 Contact. It was about tweens and technology, and it was the absolute best. It goes down in history for me with shows like Reading Rainbow, with shows like Between the Lions that helped literacy so significantly, with Sesame Street. Only this one was for kids who are a little bit older and in tech. I would love to create that television series.
Amazing. Okay, so to any television producers who are listening,
Yes.
let's do this.
So excited.
All right, Halima, going on to the very, very famous lightning round. First question, cats or dogs?
My miniature pincher would say dogs. I want my shoes intact, so dogs.
If you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would you be up to?
I would probably be a violinist.
Cool.
Yeah, I started out with violin really early. I actually like playing fiddle. So, those hee-haw dreams, maybe.
Very nice. If you could have a superpower, which one would it be?
This is my favorite question out of all of them. The ability to speak any language, including body language, so I could communicate with everyone.
Very cool. I really like that choice. What's something that makes you nostalgic?
Oh, the smell of baking bread.
Ooh.
Yeah, specifically biscuits. I used to love, like, my grandmother would make biscuits usually around 2 o'clock in the morning. She was a night person, and I was too. So our, like, time together to sit and talk would be over biscuits early in the morning, which is funny because that's when I bake now.
Very nice. If you could choose one food to eat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would be pozole. I was raised with it. Pozole is a chicken soup with hominy and all kinds of good vegetables and stuff in it. And I was always raised for pozole was something that you had on the weekends as kind of a celebratory thing. Mm-hmm. So for me, it would be like a celebration every day.
That sounds great. How much coffee do you drink in a day?
Okay, now I'm hiding my face in shame. I'm probably between 8 to 10 cups of regular coffee or 5 of espresso. I live the caffeinated life.
That is a way to be. I mean, clearly you're getting up to a lot, so it's got to be caffeine fueled.
Indeed.
Tell us one fun or obscure fact. It can be about anything.
Ooh, okay, here's an obscure fact, is that there's a research project on Alexa that, and I forgot the name of the person whose project it is, but I think it's simply brilliant for using Alexa as a conversational agent. So basically you go through a conversation and then you pick a topic. It gives you 2 topics to talk about. And I just think it's lovely. But also, I love my Alexa, right? I'm all into home automation. But I just think it's brilliant to have a research project touch the public in this kind of way.
Absolutely. Very cool. All right, Halima, it's been fun. As we wrap up, can you share with us some advice you would have for the next generation of STEM professionals?
One of the things that I would say, and this is coming from an educator's perspective, is to not be afraid to reach out. As an instructor, I love it when students tell me that they need help or tell me that they're having problems, or even better, that something I've lectured on, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. Because that challenges me to adopt a new perspective and to learn a new way around the material. And that's one of the reasons why I'm involved in education, is because it's always something new. There's always something new every day. The people that I'm exposed to, the ideas and perspectives that I'm exposed to. So always, always reach out. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Awesome. Fabulous advice. And I'd say you're qualified to give it. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Thank you. I really enjoyed myself.
I'm glad. Where can people connect with you online?
Please connect with me using Game411 on Twitter. Or you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty easy to find given the name.
Definitely. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to keep up with all the latest news on women in STEM, you can visit us online at wwest.ca. There, you can subscribe to our bi-weekly newsletter, connect with us on social media, and more. From everyone at West Coast Women in Engineering, Science, and Technology, thanks for listening.
There are 3 heavens and hells.
people, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell.
Animal, heaven and hell. Animal, heaven and hell. Animal, heaven and hell. Animal, heaven and hell.
Things, heaven and hell. Things, heaven and hell. Things, heaven and hell. Things, heaven and hell.
People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell.
People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell.
People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell. People, heaven and hell.
G'day Allah, 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 g'day Allah.
Hell, animal, Seven and a half, What do the three heavens and hells look like?